Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN. For people who can handle the truth, RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. You will see a lot of very interesting links associated with each guest that will help to contribute to your knowledge about that particular day's discussion. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. I do not access my regular email, deanna@spingola.com, during the program. So if you want me to read your email during the program, please email spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Cynthia A. Sandor, S-A-N-D-O-R. She is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. Her website is cynthiasandor.blogspot.com. Welcome to the program, Cindy.
Well, good morning, Deanna. Thank you very much for having me on your show today.
Well, you're welcome. And you need to catch us up with your good friend. I'm concerned. I know she's in the hospital. She's elderly. So tell us just a little bit about her.
Oh, Irma, my dearest friend. I adopted her as my grandmother and my mother years ago. She is my neighbor, and currently she fell and she hit her head severely. And we thought she had a concussion. It turns out she had broken her nose and had a heart attack. So she's in surgery right as we speak right now, and I will be going down to the hospital later on to check on her progress and see how she's doing. But thank you very much for asking about her. She grew up. She was born in the late 20s, and she grew up in Bamberg, Germany. And so she was very, very well aware of what was going on around her. And her father later on had to join the military, and he went to fight, I believe, over towards the going to the Russian area. But she is her nickname is called Spunky because she's very, very alert. She's very aware. And she remembers so much about the times of growing up during the period of World War II. So she has a tremendous amount of historical firsthand knowledge. And hopefully one day I would love to, you know, somebody maybe interview her and speak with her.
Oh, absolutely.
She's wonderful woman.
That would be great. I believe I mentioned that to Rodney Martin, who does interviews. So I will make sure that I do tell him about her because he loves to interview people who live through the time, and he goes all over the country doing that. So anyway, he will be joining us, I believe, next week. But anyway, we are going to take a 3-minute break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Cynthia A. Sander. Her website is cynthiasander.blogspot.com, and thank you so much for that update about Irma.
Thank you.
I used to teach quilting classes all over the country, and I had a lot of older ladies in the class, and I always... sometimes people get impatient with older people, but I always pretended that each one of them was my grandmother, and so it just helped me to be kind and loving towards them.
Well, I think that would be given. I mean, we can learn so much from them, and they have been around much longer than we have, and they've experienced more life than we have, and... I've always listened to elderly people. I used to take my dogs to a local ALF here, and I really enjoyed it because it made them very happy. And I did karaoke for a number of months, and afterwards I would sit and talk with them, and they would tell me some wonderful stories and say, and remember, and then give me a tip on how to live life.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so I've spent a considerable amount of time with elderlies within the adult living facilities, helping elderly women in the neighborhood, and it's just a natural thing for me to do. And now I'm helping Irma because, unfortunately, her own family's not there because of certain situations that they're going through right now. So two neighbors in the area here, we're kind of combining our efforts, and we built a ramp in her house so she can get into her garage. We're going to be building, we're going to be putting in the railings so that this way she can go from her car and hold on to something when she still drives. So when she comes. Yeah, 83. She's good. She. I want to get her the bumper sticker. I might be slow, but I'm still ahead of you. I need to find that somewhere. But she has all her marbles together. She's one tough cookie, and so we're all combining our efforts together to assist her in every way we possibly can.
Oh, that's super. That is just really great. Mm-hmm. All righty, let's talk about your book, Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. And that is available at Amazon and elsewhere, correct?
Yeah. Yes. It's actually available all throughout the United States through Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's available in India, in England, Ireland, Australia, all the English-speaking territories, you know, countries or whatnot. But I've been receiving a tremendous response from the book from a number of people, and they're so happy to see that a book has finally come out to speak about the truth. And I'm very proud to have written Through Innocent Eyes and to share with everyone my mother's growing up in the Hitler Youth Program, the Bund Deutsche Mädel and the Jung Mädels, and specifically the Lanyer Lager Program.
Wonderful. And it's receiving good reviews.
Excellent reviews. Every day I received another, oh my God, I think another 10 or 11 friend requests on my Facebook page. My blog site is receiving attention. Thank you very much, because I've noticed that behind the United States, there's a very, very strong interest from Germany, which, and Austria, and then down the line from there, as far as India, Australia, Ireland, England, and so I'm very amazed at how well it is being received.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and remember, wonderful. You know, 23 years ago, when I found my mom's journal, and I thought about writing the book, I thought, you know, once when it is published, I would love to have one person buy it because then my mom's story would, you know, be there. Irma helped me when I was up in Missouri. I have a farm up there. And when I made the decision to come back to Florida and to write the book and spend the year. Now, this was a five-year project that I compiled into 1 year. I asked Irma for her help, and she read my mother's journal and translated the entire journal for me. And she said, now, this was originally about 4 or 5 years ago before I went to Missouri, and she said, Cindy, you're going to need to write this into a book. And I said, Irma, who's going to read about a little girl on a farm? Nobody. So at that time, I didn't even have the self-confidence inside of me to say that someone would be interested in reading her story. And something happened to me when I was up in Missouri. I was remodeling my house up there, and I said, I'm going back to Florida to write this book, and that is it. And I called up all my friends. I emailed them. I said, do not bother me. Do not call me up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Waking me up out of bed. I am going to write this book. And some of them really were angry. And I said, please, you'll see why. You'll see why. And today they are just blown away. They're just, when they look at the book, they're very, very impressed. And it turned out very nice.
Well, that's very nice. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
I know sometimes people don't realize that someone is doing something else, that just because they're home, apparently people think that they're not doing anything. They're just sitting around eating bonbons and watching TV or something.
Yeah, playing on their computer. I had a lot of people say, well, you're sitting at home playing on your computer. And my family even said that. And they said, well, you don't do anything all day. And I said, just wait until you see what I'm going to come up with. And now my family in Europe, they have the book, they've seen it, they're reading the book, And they are, actually, my cousin Elfie had said this book has brought the entire family together.
Amazing. Oh, that's amazing.
It is, isn't it? So, and they're discussing the book in Austria with their family and their friends, and their friends are coming back because, like Elfie, she's pushing 60, so her friends are a little bit older, and she's saying that this is opening up communication with their mothers who were alive during this time. And even in the little town of Kleinsell, I have a number of people that I'm friends with on Facebook, and they're even emailing me back saying, well, my Schwiegermutter, my mother-in-law, knows your mom very well, or they remember the time growing up during this time. So there are people still out there that are still living, and they do not want to discuss this time with their children. They've held it back, and I'm very blessed to have had my mother share her story with me before she passed away.
Right. And we talked about this, I think, probably on your first program. One of the comments that she made when you went to the hospital and showed her the book, and she made a comment that she was afraid that tell us what she said. She said they would kill her.
Well, when I found the book, I brought it to the hospital room, and I hid it behind my back because I was so excited about sharing it with her, because I knew she wrote it, because I saw the pictures of her in the book, you know, in the pictures.
Right.
And so I kissed her gently on her forehead, and she was resting, and I just pulled the book out from behind my back, and I said, Mom, look what I found. And she said, oh, my God, where did you find this? And I asked her, oh, my God, so many questions. Did you write it? Where's this book? Where's this house? Who are these girls? And she sat up in bed, and it seemed like her whole demeanor had changed. She became more at peace, I would say. And she's flipping through the pictures, looking at everything, and she said, of course I can read this. I wrote it. It was about the time I was in the Hitler Youth. And my mouth just dropped open, and I said, you were in the Hitler Youth? And she said, yes, of course I was. And then she stopped and composed her thoughts, and she said, and do not show this to anyone because they will kill you.
Well, one of the people, one of our listeners by the name of Joe, during that conversation that we had, wrote that day, he wrote an email, and he said, I was in a conversation with some friends trying to explain how the Holocaust was a hoax. One woman said she has an uncle who was in the Hungarian SS, and he claimed it did not happen. I begged her to write down his stories, as those men are few and dying off, and these stories need to be told. She said that he was terrified of anyone ever finding out, or he would end up like Demjanjuk. And I think that, and that is a gentleman that they harassed for years in Ohio. Mm. And and so maybe that is the same kind of situation that your mother was afraid of for you.
I believe so. I'm still trying to figure that out, and I probably will never really have the answer, because I did have a conversation with Irma about it, and she said, well, the SS will be after you. And I went, well, I don't think they're around anymore, you know. And I spoke, somebody else emailed me, and they said, well, it could be because of who controls the media. They don't want the truth to get out. Or, again, looking back in 1989, now I went home for 14 months to take care of my mom.
Cindy, could you hold that thought? Because we do have to take a break. We will be right back.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival competent. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord, 550 tensile strength, military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord, huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Cynthia A. Sander. She is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. Her website is cynthiasander.blogspot.com. And someone in the chat room shared a quote last week. To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. And Voltaire said that. But anyway, tell us that, go ahead with what you were saying before we went to the break. You were talking about when you came back to take care of your mother.
Yeah, and so I had spent 14 months taking care of my mother before she had passed away. And from the comment that she had made, this was 23 years ago, and, I'm still trying to think about why she had mentioned that and what was going on during this time. But I think, for decades, Western culture is only aware of the Anne Frank diary, and now there's another diary for mankind to consider, and that was a quote on the Barnes & Noble comment page by someone named RSJR. Now, this was a 23-year research project. It was on and off. Intermittently, I did it. And this is based upon my mother's personal handwritten Lonyer Lager Seidorf journal. Now, not too many people are aware of the Lonyer Lager girls. They're aware of the Hitler Youth. They're aware of the League of German Girls. But nobody has ever really documented in print or in media or motion picture the Lonyer Lager girls, and there were only 26,000 of them that were chosen to participate in this program. Now,
and there's one thing about your mother's diary and Anne Frank's diary, is that Anne Frank's diary has been proven to be a fraud. It was written by a gentleman, her father, with a ballpoint pen, and it was done to make a lot of money. And people have had to read that in schools, mm-hmm. And yet it was not it's not fact in the least. And they've made plays and movies about it, and yet it is all a fraud. And your mother's diary is the truth.
Yes, exactly. And her journal is in the book, Through Innocent Eyes. And when you go onto my website, you can see a picture of the journal, and I do have it here in my possession. I do need to find someone who I can speak with to preserve the pages and the pictures somehow, you know, in a box or with paper or something. But I think right now there continues to be such an insatiable desire to learn about every aspect of the girl's upbringing. And this is a brand new historical book that really goes into explicit detail of the everyday life of a girl growing up during this time. And even in my mother's journal, she goes into detail about the different activities that she was involved with. And I'm not just saying the sports or the schooling or anything like that, or the fun activities that they had, but more so with the pagan rituals. They did the Walpurgis night. They did the May Day. They did the summer solstice festival, a theater performance. They had the big trip, the sports competition, and the pig baptism and the pig slaughter. My mom all wrote about this in detail in her journal, because if she didn't do that, then how could I have even possibly even come up with the ideas to write about this?
Of course.
I mean, I can't make stuff up like that, because, in addition to this, when I was in Poland, and I met with the owners of the home where my mom was, they were visited earlier by the last four surviving members of the 1941 Lanier Lager camp program. And so she gave me their contact information, and they now live in Germany and Austria. And I had the privilege of meeting and speaking and corresponding with them. And so they were able to give me, based on their journals, more detailed information. And so that's how I was able to put this all together, the pieces of the puzzle that I coined the term, to decipher and put everything together.
Sure.
And so
it's important with that journal to not put it in any plastic bag or anything like that.
Well, how'd you know that's where it is?
Take it immediately out of that bag, because it will create moisture. You need acid-free paper, and it needs to be in a dry place, preferably in a box of some sort, but never, never in plastic.
I got it. I'm taking it out right now.
Same thing goes for old quilts and things like that, because that's the best way to draw bugs to something, is to put it in plastic.
Okay. Now I got it out. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. It's out. No, I don't know the historical preservation of a book that's, almost 75 years old, and I wanted to go to my local museum and speak with the curator to see if I need to put it in a certain type of a box or put the paper.
Acid-free paper and acid-free box. Okay, we're going to be right back. We do have a 3-minute commercial. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Cynthia A. Sander, and her book is Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. Her website is cynthiasander.blogspot.com. And it's just amazing what you emailed me and told me some of the things that your mother learned. It is just amazing. I mean, some of the things that she learned about first aid. These are things that we typically run to the hospital for. Mm. And yet your mother learned how to do all of this, and it's amazing to me.
Yeah, I don't mean to bombard you with so much information, but there is so much about this time that, you know, people they're not aware of. But when my mother was in the Jungmädels, from the time she was 10 until the time she was 13, they had to learn all the first aid skills because where they were located. They were located in a very, very rural area of Austria, and every weekend they would go out hiking up on the mountains and explore in the woods, and there were no hospitals, there were no ambulances, and they had to learn self-survival skills. And my mother told me one time that one of her friends, they were up in the mountains, and one of the girls fell and broke her leg, so that they had to make a tourniquet, and they had to make the stretcher, and they made it out of 2 pieces of wood from a fallen tree and my mother's jacket, and they put the girl on the stretcher, and brought her down the mountain to the local doctor there who was able to fix her foot.
Wow.
And, you know, you're talking, you know, 12, 13 years old.
Amazing.
It is.
Yes, and she learned how to do that. Tell us some of the other things that she learned how to do first aid kinds of things.
Well, they needed to learn how to handle abrasions. They had to learn how to wrap the bandages around the feet or the arms or whatever. If somebody had a fracture or a nosebleed, if they had scratches, they knew what kind of ointment to put on it to heal it. Splints, sprained ankles. She knew how to make the tourniquet and the stretcher. She used her neckerchief, the black neckerchief, to use as the tourniquet, and her jacket to use for the stretcher. And those were just the basic first aid skills. Now, in swimming, they needed to learn all the life-saving skills to help if someone was drowning, how to get the water out of their lungs. They turned them over, and there are some very, very good documentation that's available that goes into specific detail all about the first aid skills that all of these girls had to learn, and they were tested on it because it was part of their proficiency award at the end of the term that they were able to secure that, and they had to prove that they knew these skills.
Amazing. And now, remind the readers, or the listeners.
listeners. Okay, hello.
Remind them what time period we're talking here. What years was your mother involved in this program?
It started in 1938 when she was 10 years old. She was indoctrinated into the Hitler Youth and became a member on April 20th of 1938. And then from there, they had their weekly social meetings, and the girls started learning their arts and their crafts and their first aid skills at a very young age. And as the years progressed, their learning progressed, and by the time they went into the BDM at the age of 14, the girls had a very solid understanding of a tremendous amount of worldviews, home economics, arts and crafts, traditions, songs, first aid. They also had musical aptitude because they had to learn 10 songs a month in the Jungmädels, and they also had the practical skills that they were taught to do homemaking, laundry, ironing, cooking, setting the table, washing the dishes, which we all take for granted. But then it was a very big deal because they were teaching them weaving, sewing, embroidering, arts and crafts, gardening, raising livestock, working with the farmers, hiking, marching, camping, and they were giving the girls the skills to prepare them for adulthood.
Now, Cindy, you said that we take these things for granted. There are kids, children I know, that do not even know how to sew on a button, and you take them for granted because your mother taught you all of this stuff.
Yeah, I started gardening when I was 5 years old. That was the first thing my mom taught me.
So you're a product of the knowledge that she gained through this program. Now, this program was nobody compelled her to do this. They didn't force the children to join the Hitler Youth. Is that correct?
From what I understand from my mother, she wanted to be in the Hitler Youth because there was so much excitement around it. Now, when I was speaking with Irma, she was not in the Hitler Youth, and it was not mandatory, even though it was law. She never did go into the Hitler Youth, but all her friends were in the Hitler Youth.
Okay. And you say there was some sort of law that mandated that all youth join, or?
In 1936, there was a law that was passed making it mandatory that all children in Germany had to join the Hitler Youth. The boys went into the HJ, and the girls went into the BDM, and the four branches were starting with the Jungmädels. That was the girls' ages 10 to 14, and they subsequently transferred into the BDM proper at age 14, and the boys were in what was called the Deutsches Jungvolk, which is the DJ for the boys ages 10 to 16, who transferred into the HJ proper.
Okay.
You know.
Someone would like to know what the symbol on the book and in the book of a sword in another symbol means.
That's a very good question, and I'm very glad that you brought that up. The picture, the sword, and it's the Odal ruin with the sword, and I discuss it more in detail in the book. And what it is the sword represents the strength of the country together with it, the people. And the Odal ruin is very significant because the Odal ruin is the mystical, it's like the mystical bond between the farmers and the land and the soul of the folk, the people, and the whole concept of the fatherland, the motherland, the homeland, which is all based upon the blood and soil ideology. Now, it's a symbol that of receiving the nourishment from both the physical and the spirituality from the land, because the Germans and the Austrians revere their land. They keep it as pure as possible. And so the sword represents the strength of the people. It's being one with nature and one with the farms.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
And not too many people know that during this time that, you know, even the Third Reich forgave all their mortgages to the land, and the title went to the original landowners, and all their debts were canceled, and see, nowhere else in recorded history has this ever been mentioned except in the Third Reich, and that the government wanted the land to go to the people because that's where their food came from, the cattle, the pigs, the chickens, or the crop, and they wanted to keep, and to this day, their food as pure as possible. And so they wanted to bring the people, the children, and everyone together to revere their soil.
Okay, and the girls in the program, that was one of the things that they learned about.
Yes.
So that's a very appropriate image to have on the front of the book, I think. I think that's very,
yes,
very good.
Yeah, and when you do look it up on the Internet, you're not going to see too many original patches, but there is one, and it's in a circle, and that's why it was put in a circle, and that's why I put that on there, because that was their symbol, was the Odal ruin pierced by the sword, was their symbol of Lanyer Lager.
Okay, who's the picture on the front of the book?
Oh, well, thank you very much for asking. My mother is not the one in blonde. My mother is the one sitting on the left-hand side. She has the black hair.
Uh-huh.
And the lady, the little girl, is Mädel. That is my mother's cousin from Switzerland. And she's in her late 80s right now, and she came to visit my mother in Lanyer Lager Seidorf. So that's a picture of my mother, and she's wearing her official BDM uniform. She has her jacket on with her blue skirt, and then Mädel has her just regular coat on, and she came over and visited her.
Okay, so people, family could visit the girls when they were in the camp and in the program.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, it was you know, it wasn't that easy just to get in the car and drive. Okay, this was a 2-day train ride from Kleinzell to Seidorf, And so when the girls did come, they had, if anybody does go to the house, and so it's in Sosnowska, Poland right now, you'll see how large it is because it can hold up to 60 people at one time. It's like a little manor home. But it was actually built years and years and years ago, for the family that owned, I think 23,000 acres of farmland up there.
Okay.
And so that was the home, and that's where the girls stayed. But yeah, anybody can go and visit them, and there was no restrictions on that. They just could not leave. They had to stay there for the required 8 months.
Okay. Now probably there are some listeners that are probably saying, gosh, I wouldn't want my 14-year-old or whomever to go away for that long a time, for 8 months. It just seems like it's a long time to be away from home. And, especially in as much as it was kind of mandatory that they do this. But when you consider the situation, the morality of Germany, and I assume that the morality of Austria, was pretty much the same, in the same situation. And I'm speaking about, the Weimar Republic and some of the moral conditions in Germany at that time. I would assume that, well, I think if I had a child that I wanted to help as much as possible, I think that I would certainly have done this.
I definitely would. I remember the first time, and I'll answer your question here in a second. I joined the Brownies and the Girl Scouts, and so on our very first trip, I was put on the bus, and all of us girls went to a camping ground, and we ended up camping for the weekend. And even though I didn't like it at first, I bawled my eyes out, I really, really enjoyed it. Now, with the Lanier Lager program, if you go back just a little bit, and I talk about the whole history of how it developed and how it was founded, the original concept, but this is Lanier Lager means country service camp. And it's an 8-month training program that was located in a rural environment far away from the family home. The entire program was overseen by the Reich's Ministry of Education, Science, and Culture. So the government paid for these girls to learn. And they the entire program was designed to reduce the youth unemployment and to educate the adolescents for possible careers in agriculture or in rural home economics.
Okay, so this was a time in 1936. We have to remember. Let's kind of set the stage. Have to remember that this was during the 30s, and we often think, well, the so-called Great Depression was something that occurred in this country alone, and that is just simply not true. It was a worldwide depression. And so people in Germany at that time were experiencing a depression. And there was, when Hitler came to power in 1933, there were at least 7 million people who were unemployed.
Let's just take it back a little bit further. In the Weimar Republic, from 21 to 24, there was such severe hyperinflation. There were riots in the streets. It was horrible, horrible time, and they were able to get their footing back in place again. And then you had the Gilded Age of the 20s, and then by 29, we had the American stock market crash, which affected Germany and Austria the very, very next day. And so Germany and Austria were plummeted right back into massive unemployment, no food. They had... they were having riots on the streets. I mean, it was horrible, horrible time. And then when Hitler came into power, he had changed everything because he started, from what I understand, he got rid of all of the, oh, darn it, what do you call it?
The bankers?
Oh, the unions. Well, the unions, okay.
Right.
He
right.
froze wages. He said, everybody is going to go to work. We are not going to have anybody unemployed. And I understand there was over 22 million people that were out of work, and within 2 years, the majority of the people were up and back to work again. And he started, he reawoken the industries, the manufacturing plants. He had the steel plants going. He said, I want a car that's practical and cheap for the people to drive. I don't want them having gas guzzlers because, you know, we want to be self-sustaining. And that was the whole goal.
Right.
So in 2 years, he was able to bring 22 million people back to work, but Austria was still starving.
Cindy, hold that thought. We do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest today is Cynthia A. Sander, the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. Her website is cynthiasander.blogspot.com, and her last name is spelled S-A-N-D-O-R. You were talking about Austria and mm-hmm. And the situation, and mm-hmm. Austria was still starving, still
yeah.
in the deepest depression. So
yeah.
Pick it up from there.
Yeah, and during this time, Austria was known as Ostmark, O-K-O-S-T-M-A-R-K, And when Hitler came into power, he had kept all the promises that he had made. He said, I'm going to get this country back together on its feet again. Everybody's going to have work. The families came off public assistance. Factories started opening up, and they welcomed the new workers. They built the Autobahn. You know, they made the people's car, the Volkswagen. And, you know, the people took pride that they were out of their depression. It wasn't a recession, but it was very, very long. They had no food. They had no money, no nothing. And the landholders were still charging rents. And during this time, they took away my grandparents were renting a farm, and they took the farm away. And my grandmother had left with five children and a wooden wagon, and all their possessions were in the wagon. And they were just walking down the road hoping someone would help them. But once when, that's a whole nother story. But he reawakened industry, and he wanted Germany to start buying goods from their own country and become self-sufficient, self-reliant, because he didn't want to buy the cheap imports from the other countries. And then when he did come into Austria, my mother and my uncle, plus my aunt, who unfortunately had passed away, told me that my grandmother, Josefa, received 1,000 Reichmarks. And from there, she had enough money. She rented a nice little house. She bought a brand new bicycle for my Uncle Franz. There was food on the table. They had new clothes to wear. And she even bought herself a brand new car and a washing machine. But more so, they had the program for the children. And the program of the Hitler Youth was teaching the children all to come together and work together. So, you know, with how he was able, how he did it exactly, I don't know. But from what I was told from my family was that within, you know, you look back, it was only 27 years ago that prior to that, there was the World War One that started all the chaos that was going on at that time, and it was complete chaos.
Right. In fact, Bernard Baruch said in his biography, he said, after World War One, nothing would ever be the same again. And he certainly should know, because he was a participant in getting that war going. Mm. All right, we do need to take our 60-second top of the hour break. And also, the people in Austria wanted to be part of Germany. They were not forced. Correct?
They saw what their neighbor was doing, and they wanted to be right there with them.
Exactly. All right, we'll be right back after a station ID and a word from our sponsors.